The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, it's Friday, almost halfway through the month of November, less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, less than 6 weeks away from Christmas, and what's the battle cry today? The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! Remember that? Wasn't there a movie?
I feel like I'm having deja vu.
Wasn't that
battle cry once before?
The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! I think it's been the battle cry any number of times. Mm-hmm. That was either a Broadway play, I think it was a movie, wasn't it, Kenny? Ken Kesler, Jennifer Horne.
The Russians are coming?
There's a movie called The Russians Are Coming.
Huh.
It was a comedy, if I remember correctly. Who remembers? 888-302-3684. The Russians are coming! The Russians are coming! And what do you think about the fact that the Russians are coming? The Russians are sending bombers to fly over Cuba. Huh. International waters. Huh. Putin is puking again. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Ken monitoring our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. One of the things that we do on Friday is a focus on this past week and into the weekend, listing at DougSteffen.com the items that are big in the world of news talk radio discussions, the top 10, if you will, according to Talkers Magazine. So which of these is most important to you? The number one position, according to the research of Talkers, is the lame duck Congress, the president's amnesty plan. In other words, number one, and I think maybe I might go this way myself, but a lot of people are going to say the Russians to patrolling the Gulf of Mexico may be the number one thing.
I think that's concerning, yes.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of saber rattling. What do you think? What has he got to gain other than just being a jerk? And we all know he's a jerk.
Just to show that he can do it.
Yeah, he's a jerk. So the president, though, seems to be going it alone on immigration, unveiling executive actions next week that may shield 5 million illegals living in our country so that they won't be deported. So how does that sit with any or all of you or any of all of us? Jen, do you feel the same as I do? This is despicable?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. Kenny, thoughts, comments? I wonder what people are saying at Facebook on our social media as well.
Well, personally, I kind of want to wait and see what he actually says because there's so much conjecture and rumors going on. I'd like to see what it is he actually says and tries to do.
Is anything acceptable?
Yeah, and do you believe anything he says?
Wait a minute. I'm the host. Don't be attacking him.
I was just wondering.
Go ahead, kid.
I don't know. I just this whole conversation began like a week before the election, which made me feel like it was very suspicious to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's coming. I know that he tends to get angry when Congress doesn't do what he wants.
Right.
He's been wanting something done on immigration, but I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do.
The public wants something done on immigration too, but not what he wants to do.
Right, not the same route.
No.
I really feel like this is a bad road, and I've said this to you before. I think this opens him up for impeachment immediately if he tries to break the law and allow
amnesty. No, that's another big waste of time.
Could be, but that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so that's that overview. What do you think? 888-302 Doug. Here's John in northern Minnesota. How much snow you got on the ground there, John?
I don't know. I haven't been outside yet.
Well, come on, John. That's your job. If you're
take your ruler and go outside. Come on.
Be a reporter.
Well, I'll look out the window, and it's all white out there.
Enough.
We only have about, I think it's last night, we only had about an inch and a half in this area of northern Minnesota.
About the same thing.
We have like 2 feet or something.
Yeah, Massachusetts, where I am, we have a couple of, not even an inch maybe. I just went outside with my dog to give her a little time, and it was, it'll go within 4 hours after sunrise today, they'll all be gone. Meanwhile, you remember the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
I think that might have been the name of the movie.
It was.
But this Russian submarine pulled into one of the eastern cities somewhere, and all the people in town got their old shotguns and rifles and BB guns and whatever, and they were pointing at the Russians, and the Russians had their guns trained on them, and then this little boy, well, maybe teenager, climbed up on this big steeple to ring the bell,
mm-hmm.
and he got stuck up there, and this Russian young man went up and got him down, and so they all had a party or something.
They all lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I do remember. I don't remember the... By matter of fact, I don't think I went to see the movie, but it did become popular, if I'm not mistaken, in the time when we were steeped in Cold War theatrics. Which
yeah,
is kind
it,
of
it was kind of
now.
A comedy, and it's really... showing that the Russians don't want to fight us, and we don't want to fight them, but it's our leaders who want to fight.
Well, you know, that's the age-old thing. People who put on uniforms or who march to a drum, usually, and I don't know if we can say that about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they don't really have, other than being subscribed, if you will, to whatever their leadership says, these people don't want to fight. I've found this in my travels around the world. The average person just wants what we all want, a couple of square meals a day, a roof over your head, a little security for our family, and that's about it. So
yeah, it's like one guy starts a gang and he gets a couple guys on his side and then they threaten everybody else to join it.
Right, exactly. Or you will not be in the in crowd. It's a psychological thing. It's nonsense. Yeah. Sometimes it can have an impact on the economies of the, in this circumstance, the various countries that are involved in it, whether it's the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans. You know, what we need, and I'm one who really thinks there's a conspiracy worldwide of the military-industrial complex, because there isn't that much. You mean to tell me that the people who make guns in this country don't talk to the people who make guns in Russia? The people who build armaments in this country don't talk to the people. The world is too small. It's a collusion. It's brought about by by us being lackluster, having no imagination. What are you afraid of the Russians for? You think they're going to blow us up? We'll blow them up and the world disappears. They're not stupid. Putin's a pretty prickly character. But this is just all in your face. Let's see if we can rattle.
He wants to be the supreme leader.
Well, whatever he wants to be. He's not going to destroy the world. Because he got nothing then for him to be the supreme poopah of. And he isn't going to be the supreme poopah. He's a little prickly little, and that's what he is. But everybody runs around the news media, Russian bombers are patrolling. What do you think he's going to do with the Russian bombers? He's going to look, the bomber pilot's going to fly low enough over the Cuban beaches so they can see all the naked ladies on the beaches in Cuba, and that's it. Other than that, they're just there to make noise. They're having a great time. Hey, I'm flying to Cuba today. They can tell their wives when they take off from whatever airport they're taking off of. It is nonsense. But it does get to the point of how much money is made by these rattling of sabers. We've got to have a war. We've got to have an enemy. There's got to be a bad guy so we can build more planes, build more bombs, build more ships, build more weapons so that these people can make a lot of money, which is what they do. That's what drives the economy, and I think it drives presidential decisions in a big way. How do we keep these industrialists happy? And this is the way to do it. Make sure everybody's scared. We got to have more. Let's build. We built at one point in time before Reagan became president. There were enough nuclear weapons in our country alone to destroy the planet 5,000 times. So how many bombs do you think they had in Russia? And then we did this disarmament thing. We got rid of this bomb, and we got rid of that bomb, and more bombs. It's a big game. Now we're going to build them back up. Well, we destroyed all those bombs, but maybe we'll have a special appropriation from Congress to build more bombs. So we can make sure we're safe from the Russians. God, what a load of manure.
You okay? You're all riled up.
I am all riled up, but it's because it's such nonsense, and we fall for it hook, line, and sinker every time. The Russians are coming! Oh, my God, they're going to bomb us! Oh, what are you, nuts? They're going to bomb anybody. They're just doing it because it's fun to get the reaction. Putin, as much of a puker as he is, has a wry sense of humor and understands American thinking, Western thinking pretty much. You think he's going to fly planes over China? He didn't have to fly any planes over China. He's going to do it to tweak us. He's got our number, and he's going to play it for all it's worth. So, anyway, I didn't expect to go down that road, but it was interesting. John, you did a nice service by calling and talking to us about the movie. Glad you called. Stay warm this weekend, will you please? Because it's going to be a little chilly there and then it'll warm up next week. And we'll all have fun again. 888-302-3684. If you're over 40 and you're worried about your blood pressure, here's another thing not to worry about because of Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus will help you by boosting your own level of nitric oxide, thus getting the blood in your system to flow better, go to the places you want it to, like your muscles, your heart, your brain. I have letter after letter after letter from people who have heard the story about Heart Factors Plus here on my program, and they realize this is the best-selling supplement I've ever talked about on this program. I'm in my 27th year doing the Good Day program. Never had a supplement sell any better than Heart Factors Plus because people realize it works. The blood pressure issue is a big deal. So take care of it. Get yours down or keep it where it is, whatever. If you're in your 40s, call 800-577-8560. Actually, if you're in your 40s or older, call 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. Mention Doug Steffen, get a free bottle. Call now, 800-577-8560.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I did. I'd been putting off getting life insurance, but then my best friend's husband died. I saw her struggle emotionally and financially, so I called AIG Direct. I was shocked to find a $250,000 policy for under $14 a month.
Call now for a free no-obligation quote and save up to 70%. 1-800-767-9241. That's 1-800-767-9241.
Wearing glasses with Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083. Call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Yeah. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Bad news for Culture Club fans. I guess I'd be included in that. I always like their music. How about you, Kenny? You like Culture Club?
I like some of their songs.
Yeah. And you, Jen?
Like I do. This one I like.
That's a good one. Okay. So a few months ago, Culture Club announced that they would be reforming for some tour dates and a new album. Now only half of that apparently is true. The members of Culture Club have announced the cancellation of their tour, which was scheduled for this month and next month. Boy, George has a polyp in his throat.
Yeah.
And a throat specialist has ordered him to rest his voice in order to avoid having to have an operation. The first date was supposed to be tomorrow, I think, in California. David says the band is devastated by the news. The dates are canceled until further notice. So far, the new album is still set to be released sometime early next year. So that's the info on Culture Club. Now it's time, as we normally do here, 25 after the hour, in this space in our program. Have a little fun with the late night monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
The Secret Service said there have been 40 fence jumping incidents at the White House in the past 5 years. 40, yeah. Half of them were intruders trying to get in. The other half were President Obama trying to get out.
The U.S. Senate has been holding hearings on the Ebola crisis. And although the debate got pretty heated at times, they're finally starting to agree on things. Let's check in and see how things are going.
I'm going to ask Senator Shaheen, the chair of the Subcommittee on Legislative Affairs, to call the superintendent and ask that the air conditioning be turned off. I asked 45 minutes ago.
I would be delighted to do that, Madam Chair. I have tried to get him to turn down the air conditioning in this building before.
Motion for them to take this disease a little more seriously. Please. Who cares if it's cold in there, you old bat?
All right, our video of the day today comes from Jimmy Fallon, featuring some young children taking some of his material.
Well, we thought it'd be fun to do some jokes written specifically for kids and delivered by kids. It's time for tonight's show joke book. Here we go.
What did Arnold Schwarzenegger say to the Burger King employee? Get to the Whopper!
The
Did you hear that Christy got Ebola?
He did?
Yeah. He got Ebola chili, Ebola thin chowder, Ebola rice.
This is a knock-knock joke where I play the Secret Service at the White House. Knock, knock. Come on in.
That's really pretty funny. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. All right, let's keep going. Seth Meyers up next here.
The Secret Service this week revealed that there have been 40 cases of fence jumping at the White House in the last 5 years alone. And if the trend continues, they're going to take away Joe Biden's frisbee.
A Duck Dynasty musical is in the works. A Duck Dynasty musical! Who will rise? It's projected to be very popular with fans of Duck Dynasty who also love musical theater. Actors who want to audition for Duck Dynasty should be proficient in singing, dancing, and hiding their sexual orientation.
We have the story at DougStephan.com in case you want to check it out, of the Duck Dynasty musical, which probably is coming to Las Vegas fairly soon. When I saw that, I sort of hesitated to bring it up yesterday when I first saw it. And then, I don't claim to understand what the fascination is with these people.
But it works.
It certainly works. You can't, they have come around. They have, it kind of reminds me of Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers Car Talk on NPR, and how those guys licensed everything that had to do with Car Talk, and they became multimillionaires. These clowns, these Duck Dynasty people, same thing, licensed all that stuff, and they're getting, the amount of money they're making is ridiculous. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you think of UC Berkeley's student petition to disinvite Bill Maher because of his critical comments about Islam?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and David Korn. UC Berkeley has a student petition to disinvite Bill Maher from a speaking gig because he's so famously anti-Islam on television. Thoughts?
I think Bill is probably equally hard. Well, maybe not equally hard, but he's hard on all religions. He's one of our leading atheists out there. And I'm not sure I'd want to see Christians petition for him not to come. In these situations, I think it's hard to come up with a general rule. You know, Condoleezza Rice had an issue on some campuses. I would like to see campuses, if someone's controversial, bring them on, not pay them a hell of a lot of money, because I think that's better off spent on student aid or books, but make sure that they're in a forum where they can be grilled.
I hate to say it, I agree with him 100%.
Oh, dear. Two for two.
Two for two. Look, I like Bill Maher. I like going on his show. I think he enjoys being controversial, and it gets him re-upped at HBO. But David's right. I believe that controversial political figures say controversial political things, and being in a forum where they can be questioned by students, where they can be pushed by students, I think leads to a greater understanding on both sides.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What in the world is going on? You tell us what you think is going on. What's the big deal this week from your perspective and conversation terms as far as what's in the news? 888-302-3684. What is pulling your or pushing your pipes, as it were? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen reviewing some of the things that have been going on the last 24 to 48 hours especially. There is result information. Mm-hmm. Resultant information about a hearing took place in Washington on the issue of concussions. And it seems that not only the NFL is in the focus, but there are other problems that now are getting the attention of Congress, which is about right. How long ago did we start talking about this? 4.5 years ago? That's about right that Congress get involved. I don't know if they need to be involved, but here's the story from a reporter who was at the hearing this week.
The average high school football player hit in the head 652 times a season. The hardest of those hits exceeds 150 G's of force. That's like dropping a bowling ball on the player's head. But surprisingly, soccer ranks second for head injuries, typically heading the ball up to 12 times in a single game. That black and white sphere traveling up to 50 miles an hour.
I don't remember being hit, and I don't remember falling over.
Among those testifying, Brianna Scurry, who made the biggest save in American women's soccer, stopping the Chinese and winning Team USA its first World Cup. But her career ended violently on this knee-to-head collision.
I'm still suffering from some of the effects of that hit.
Scurry hasn't played since and now preaches to parents the importance of recognizing a concussion and getting out of the game.
I like that.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Wow.
Any parent who lets his... I saw that, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. The word from Cleveland was that their hero, their big basketball star, the new man in town who was the old man in town.
LeBron James, is that who you're thinking of?
Says, yes, okay. Mr. James says he will not allow his children to play football. So, what is this all about? Excuse me. You'll pardon my little tickly throat this morning. This really does get to the heart, again, of the concussion issue and how it is that parents can, in their own mind, somehow justify that it's okay for their children to play these violent sports, when in fact, you heard what the guy said, the studies suggest that high schoolers who are playing football in the first team get hit 652 times in the average season.
Wow.
What do you think that's doing to your child's brain, to your child's stem, the neck, the back, the vertebrae, the muscles? What do you think that's doing? What is the matter with you? How do you let your children play this horribly violent game?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, because I don't think we should stop. You, of all people, are
I'm not saying you should stop.
Not
I'm saying, how do you decide that your children, this is okay with you, that your
and
children
you
can subject themselves to this sort of thing?
Right. Once there is an injury, how you keep going, that's the rough decision for me, I would think.
It isn't a rough decision for me. I told my son after he had three concussions that he couldn't play anymore, and that was it. And he was very happy about the fact that I'd done this, especially now in his 37th year. Kenny, we've had these conversations before. There's nothing new here, except that Congress, as usual, is the barn door is closed, open, closed. Everybody else has talked about it and decided that there ought to be a national conversation about it. And so it sort of trickles down. Remember Reagan and trickle down? This is trickle down discussion. Trickle down to the congressional committee that says, oh, my God, this is terrible. There ought to be a law. Well, I don't know that there ought to be a law at all. I don't think there should be a law. I'm with Jennifer on this. But if you're not educated enough to know, or don't care enough with, in the face of all this information, you still let your children, your son, some cases the girls are playing a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about touch football and backyard games and friendly. That's the fun. There's nothing you play a game with a scrimmage with your neighbors or something. You're not going after, you're not being taught to hit them as hard as you can and do as much damage and destruction as you can. That's what's being taught in high school. That's what's being taught in college. And that's how you play professional football and make millions of dollars and then spend the rest of your life in misery or dying when you're 50.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be that way. And we've talked about this before, Dougie. Fred Dreyer, who's a friend of ours, who was a professional football player.
Played football for a couple of teams.
Right, for the Rams and for the Giants, and scored two safeties in one game, the only one to do that. Very exciting. But he talks about how we're doing a disservice, because when we're teaching kids how to play football, they're not actually teaching them how to take and give hits. So it's all very violent and rough and tumble, when there are really safe ways that you're supposed to be playing football the ways that he was taught as a kid, and they're not in the game anymore because they want to make the game more exciting.
He and I had this conversation at a party at your house, as a matter of fact, and we agreed that the present state of affairs, whether it be high school, college, or professional football, is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there you go and you sort of split it out here and there and see what you can come up with, but this needs to be a national discussion. This is a very important issue, I think, anyway. You tell us what you think. 888-302-3684, Twitter, @GoodDay, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. So what is the number one thing on people's minds today, Kenny?
So far, ISIS and... mostly it's ISIS.
ISIS and ISIS. Okay. The Associated Press is reporting today that the Iraqi government, or the forces of the Iraqi government, have driven out militants. Driven out? Did I say drilled out? What did I say?
Driven.
Driven out. Some of the militants from the town where that big oil refinery is, where they were grabbing all the oil and selling it. That's how they were funding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess that would be good news. There is a report today that the president is considering sending troops, ground troops. Matter of fact, I think I saw that in a couple of different places. I don't know whether you have seen this or not. I see a report from the Talk Radio News Service in Washington that suggests that the information, by the way, that's coming in on ISIS is not complete in terms of their financing, and we need to get more intelligence on that so that we can figure out how to sort of cut the head off. But anyway, the top military leader told the House committee yesterday that the possibility of sending combat troops to Iraq is a real one. What do you think about that? Send troops to Iraq, yes or no? 888-302-3684. No.
Well, I know. Do you think we should send them anywhere over there?
No.
See,
you?
I do.
Okay.
I think that if you're going to do air, but I don't know if Iraq's a place to go. I think the bigger threat is ISIL, and I think you kind of have to go. Well, no, I think you got to go over to Syria, Turkey, and that area, and actually go where they are.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to me, dropping a few bombs on them from the air is not doing anything.
Well,
we're actually they're ridiculing us.
Well, the
and
the
I think
airstrikes.
If you're going to commit to doing airstrikes, then you have to commit to some very well placed and well strategized boots on the ground.
All this does is reprove my contention that any of these wars, back to what we were talking, if you didn't hear the first half hour, we were talking about the Russians and sort of making fun of all of the hoopla that's coming as a result of their sending bombers over Cuba and over international waters in the Gulf of Mexico. So what? What do you think they're going to do other than what they do is they cause these, they create these situations so that the military industrial complex can get a rare, let's go, let's get new bombers and let's get new guns. And so if you look at the airstrikes, according to the database that I'm looking at, the airstrikes that are being used supposedly to slow down ISIS.
They're not working.
Have failed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not working at all. It's a waste. All they're doing is killing a lot of civilians.
And wasting money.
And ticking off more people so that they'll join the ISIS cause. It's almost like there was either such stupidity behind the leadership in our country, or they wanted this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, we get this, well, let's get the military going. We got to get more people in uniform. We got to have more bombs. And it just goes on and on and on. And we're suckers. We play this game,
well,
we fall for it every time.
And this is a game that the administration was playing to appease people before the election.
That's the same game that Bush played to a point. Clinton played the game. They've all played the game. That's what they're playing. This is a stick-it-to-the-taxpayer routine that goes on routinely with every administration, and we as Americans are suckers. We fall for it. We're all full of fear. Look at the headlines. They're going to come get us. They're not going to come get us.
Well,
what the hell do you think they're going to gain by coming
with
get
with
us?
That. They
what?
Are, they're
the
not
Russians
coming.
Are going to bomb us?
No, I'm not talking about the Russians. I'm talking about ISIS, and I'm talking about the fact that maybe they're not going to come to the soil here and get us.
Nobody's suggesting.
They're marketing and training people.
I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say that. That's not what I said. The fact that we're just carpet blanking bombing all these areas and killing a lot of civilians, all that's doing is getting more people to join ISIS and hate America and hate the West. That's all that's doing. It's the same. It's a game. It's back and forth. And how do you know that ISIS isn't being funded by Raytheon or by Lockheed Martin? Or who are the other big companies that make all these armaments, all these...
I would hope that's not true.
Well, I would hope it
and
wasn't either.
I would
either.
Hope that the media would
but
actually
you know what?
Investigate it.
We're
like
capable... Ah, the media investigating? What are you talking about? The media is in the pocket of all these people because they spend a lot of money advertising their products that are for general consumption. So they didn't get any, they didn't get anything out of the news media investigations of all of this stuff. You got to figure it out on your own. Nose around... Draw your own conclusions. My conclusion is that we're suckers. We're just suckers. How about that? Oh, listen, that quieted everybody right down, didn't it?
So there.
And take that to the wherever you take those things. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale. This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. And take an extra 20% off all toys. Already 10 to 50% off. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. This Saturday at Kohl's Super Saturday. Plus, introducing Yes to You rewards. Gifts for them, points for you. No matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
I have a...
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for the dose today.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Hi. We have big names in the news today. Jennifer, I'll let you pick James Gandolfini or Kim Kardashian. Where do we go first?
We got to start with Kim Kardashian.
Really?
As she starts with us. As much as I don't want to, we have to. Yeah.
Can you imagine doing what she's done, Jennifer, with your body?
Well, and just to refresh, what she's done is tried to break the internet, as she said. And she posed one day that she had her whole backside out. Then she had her whole front side out, and then she just did her top half. I mean, she's showed us every little bit of her. There's nothing left for the imagination. And really, I think it's horrible. I think she's just such a fame, you know what, because she's a mother now. And
H-O-A-R, is that the word?
Kind of like that, yeah. Okay. Spell check that, but yeah. You know, she's a wife and she's a mother, and she's greasing up the rear end.
She has no pride. She has no sense of self. She's an insecure,
and
not so little
out there,
no
here's
class,
the deal.
Right, thanks.
If you call yourself a feminist, or if you were for the advancement of women, this is, you don't support this, because this is how she's gotten famous, is by showing her body. And when she feels like she's not famous, she shows it again. And, you know, believe me, she's got a great body.
Show it again. Show it again.
I'd walk around naked if I looked like her, too, although I think she photoshopped her waist. Nobody has a rear end that big and a waist that big.
Don't you love listening to women talking about stuff like this? I love listening to women. Photoshopped her. Go ahead.
This was completely a fame thing, too, because they didn't pay her anything.
No.
Not a cent.
Not a penny.
She just did this.
All right, so who went out of the way? Richie, did you go out of your way to look at Kim Kardashian yesterday?
Yes, he did.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, we were sitting right here, and I went and looked at it.
Oh, and what did you think?
It was definitely photoshopped.
Ah, okay, so there you go. Can you imagine any man doing that?
They admitted it was photoshopped.
But let's say I did that. What would happen?
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't break the internet.
You'd break your computer or a camera, but no, you wouldn't break the internet.
James Gandolfini has entered the New Jersey Hall of Fame, hoping no one will ever forget. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Forget about him.
Is that how you pronounce it? Forget about him. Nobody will ever forget about him. Five cast members, actually, of the Sopranos have been inducted. Well, not inducted, but they were on hand for this honor. Bun, nobody, they all called him Big Pussy anyway, right? They didn't call him on that show. I saw a few episodes. I didn't see many of them. But kind of cool.
Good thing the music's here.
Why?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Don't worry, I dumped him.
Why?
Because he's too stupid to know not to say it.
What, Big Pussy?
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should. What if you could get back just a fraction of that time?
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Degrees when you watch that, and guess what? There's another chunk.
53 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. That's pretty good technology music there. That's the tech talk music.
I feel like we're at an Indian call
from the, from
this is Bob
New Delhi. I had a fellow who was working with me yesterday trying to figure out, he had a problem with some kind of software that he uses. He's a he's an acupuncturist. I was in his office getting acupuncture, and he was so frustrated, he was pulling out what little hair he had because he couldn't. They were told he had to update this particular program he uses to keep records, the HIPAA records for his patients. So he installed it, did everything, and still didn't work. So he got on the phone, and I happened to be late for my appointment. So when I came in, his face was red. I said, "Geez, what's wrong?" He said, "Listen to this." So he put the speakerphone on. Some guy in Pakistan or India or some is trying to explain to him in a way which no sane person could understand. And it's the same thing we all talk about when it comes to technology. Where's the support for all this stuff? I don't know, other than if you go into the Apple iStore and talk to those little snots that are there that try to work on, you know, whatever it is that your problem is, or they'll tell you how to do it or where to go, or that you're not as smart as they are. You know, in terms of getting service support is very frustrating, and especially when you think you have a live person who's going to actually answer the phone and they can't speak English particularly well. It took this man 45 minutes.
You are wound up this morning.
Well, I'm thinking about it from the perspective of the user. If you pay, this guy said he paid $600 for this software, and it was supposed to be simple to install. And this is a very smart guy, by the way, and he's very good with technology. Man, he makes me look like I'm in the third grade, which most Anybody that uses technology makes me look like I'm
sell yourself
there.
Short.
Yeah, no. So anyway,
just take your little wand and click on that button.
Yeah, right. But you know what I'm saying. Is that you've all been there. You've experienced that. You know what I'm talking about. It's very frustrating. Anyway, let's get to some more technology there. Hopefully, will not frustrate you. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, technologically speaking, and here he's going to talk about something called Scribe, which is an e-book subscription service. That's up next here on Good Day.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Scribd, an ebook subscription service that lets you read as much as you want for $8.99 per month, recently added 30,000 audiobooks to its service at no extra charge. Available now on Android, iOS, and the web, the audiobooks are streamed directly from Scribd, which means you can start listening to books immediately. The audiobooks live in a dedicated section within the app where staff picks and the most popular titles are highlighted. The Scribd app will let you quickly skip chapters, skip backward or forward 30 seconds, and download audiobooks to your device for offline playback. Feel like you're about to fall asleep? The app also lets you bookmark locations and set a sleep timer. Some books even support playback at faster speeds to help you speed read or speed listen. The 30,000 audiobooks join Scribd's 500,000 ebook titles in an attempt to draw users away from other similar services like Oyster, Audible, and Amazon's Kindle Unlimited. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
All right, so yesterday we asked on our poll at DougStephan.com, the online music subscription service, that we ask you what you use the most. Let's see, 27% of you said use Amazon. 22% of you said you hope that iTunes will start one. 18% of you said Spotify. 14% said Rhapsody. 10% Google Play Music, and 9%... I'm waiting to check out YouTube service. Am I this out of it? Where is Pandora? Or Pandora is not a part of this? This is not... I thought they were online music.
It certainly should be. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah. So, Kenny, what did I miss there? Or what was there? Is Pandora not probably the biggest one?
Well, I didn't include Pandora because you can't pick song by song.
Ah.
Pandora.
Gotcha. He's right.
Right. It's not a pick. It's a... pick one song, and then they'll give you a whole playlist of other songs.
They recommend stuff, right.
That they
right.
would play. Yeah, okay. All right, got it. Sorry, that's the result of your participation. Thanks. Love to have your participation. Our polls every day at DougStephan.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.